In May of 2025, the New Brunswick College of Craft and Design and St. Thomas University announced a new partnership that offers prospective students a joint Bachelor of Arts in Interdisciplinary Humanities. Here's NBCCD's Chief Marketing and Recruitment Officer, Kaylee Moore, who explained what the structure of this new program looks like.
So traditionally, if they wanted to do their Bachelor of Arts at STU, they would go there for 4 years. And then often we see some of their graduates come to our institution where they need to do our 1 year foundation visual arts program. They earn their certificate in that, and then they continue into a 2 year diploma program to specialize, whether that's in 3D digital design, photography, videography, ceramics, textile design, what be it. So that would have been a 7 year path for students. We have now turned that into 5 years.
Students pursuing the major in interdisciplinary humanities spend 3 years at NBCCD, getting the certificate and diploma that Kaylee described, after which they spend another 2 years at STU to fulfill the remaining requirements for a BA. STU's Director of Student Recruitment, Christy Flood-Caristi, elaborated on where this partnership stemmed from.
The conversations about this program's creation started before the pandemic, and a lot of them really got underway during the pandemic. So it came about when NBCCD approached St. Thomas University several years ago, thinking that we had a lot of synergy. We have students in the same city with a lot of overlapping interests that are uncertain of how they can best equip themselves for this ever-changing job market. We've had students inquire about this kind of option for years. From there, we kind of had more ongoing conversations to ensure that this was viable and would work well for all involved institutions, but especially for students who would be taking it.
Perhaps the biggest impact that this program will have on students is a financial one.
There is a big difference in tuition rates, whether you're going to university or college. To do the pathway, it is about a 25% savings rather than doing it the traditional 7 year path, which is really helpful, especially in this economy.
Economics were at the forefront of STU's considerations as well.
In a time where there's so much uncertainty with AI, with different geopolitical situations, with economic turmoil, the job market is really hard to predict. We don't know what it's going to look like 5 years from now or 10 years from now. There are so many different kind of competing takes on what will transpire. So what we're really excited about is just giving students more credentials and more opportunity within the same amount of time. From our vantage point, there's absolutely no downside to that.
These credentials are part of a wider toolkit available to art students in Fredericton. Christy explained the difference between this new joint BA and the joint Bachelor of Applied Arts that the University of New Brunswick offers in partnership with NBCCD.
They are completely two different degrees themselves. So a Bachelor of Applied Arts is really focusing on that practical, hands-on experience that students are able to curate during their time in the program. For the Bachelor of Arts itself, we have a little bit more theoretical, conceptual knowledge that complements that studio time that's spent in the first 2 years. And also a Bachelor of Arts is a really well-known degree, so there's a lot of opportunity for further education or for employability just because there is more knowledge of what a Bachelor of Arts constitutes. Really, we see this as being the best of both worlds insofar as we know a lot of jobs require 4 year degrees. So having the 2 year diploma in and of itself is an awesome step to ensure that you have that hands-on experience. But oftentimes employers are looking for a bit more than that. So this would automatically address that.
Kaylee noted that this partnership doesn't only fulfill the economic needs of NBCCD and STU students.
It's such a natural fit for our students who are really focused on designing the world around them. This lends really well to transition into the academic classroom at St. Thomas University, where that is so much of their identity. They're known for their human rights, their poli-sci, criminology programs, journalism. It's a really great fit for our students to go on and be able to continue to explore social issues and then be an artist as well as a global thoughtful citizen.
Unsurprisingly, this new degree has sparked considerable interest from potential students.
So the day we announced this partnership, I actually got an email within the hour to my inbox from one of our current students asking for more information. She's about to graduate from NBCCD, so she was excited and interested because she had already been looking into continuing on to a university and ideally here in Fredericton.
The day that we had our press release with MBCCD, we already received several inquiries that afternoon and evening. We've received some applications as well. So it's not just people who are, you know, curious and putting out feelers. We've seen students ready to kind of commit to the application stage and are seriously thinking of pursuing this program, which is really exciting to us because we weren't even sure if we would be able to launch it in time for fall 2025. So the fact that we have students who are as excited about it as we are is really heartening and really reaffirms that this is a program that's needed in our community and will fill a void that is not currently filled.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.